Good day to you, and welcome to everyone that is already a previous listener of my content from my podcast, right? For those that are new, my name is Adini Shuremi, and this is the part one in a line of topic I tagged 5 agricultural businesses with high cash flow potential. This is the part one, and I'm so excited I'll be sharing this content with you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'll just tell you straight. The number one business, agricultural business, is feed business, right? Feed business is simply the sales of livestock feed. So every animal you know, or livestock, whatever, think about them. Is it snail? Is it pig? Is it fish? Is it poultry? A poultry bed? Poultry chicken? Poultry layers? Is it turkey? Is it duck? Is it grasshopper? Is it rabbits? They all have designated feed and concentrates that they eat to become the size that you eventually go to the market or go to several designated stores to buy. And selling those things are a business in itself. The food that they eat is a business. And you'll be surprised how fast-paced movements this food actually command, right? So if you're looking for cash flow, which is the flow of money in and out of your hand, and you want a cash flow system that will go far, the best thing I would advise you is to consider poultry or feed business. It doesn't have to only be poultry. It could be any other feed business. But there are certain things you need to know. And those things are that feed have short lifespan. They are not products that you can store for so long. There are two types of feed business, right? And I will tell you that the first one is self-formulated feed, right? Self-formulated feed. Then we have externally formulated feed, right? Now, self-formulated feed are feed where you look for the active ingredients, you mix them, and then you offer them to your livestock. But this is it. You don't do this alone. You don't do this just by buying everything you see. No, there's certain proportion in which you have to mix your feed in before you can say this feed is for this particular animal. It's a different livestock, and different animals have different requirements in protein value, different requirements in energy value, different requirements in nutrients, mineral and nutrient value. So you need to have what we call feed formulation formula, right? Feed formulation formula. You need that, right? That helps you understand the proportion of different ingredients that make up a good feed concentrate or food generally for the livestock you're planning for. And except you have that thing, that ingredient, you can't really make food for any person, right? So if you want to go into self-formulated feed, right, your customers must be able to provide that for you. It helps you help them mix and buy, sell things to their proportion. Normally, you could wonder that if I'm going to be just selling the self-formulated feed, why do I need to have the formula? You may not need to have the formula, but your client needs to have the formula. Because if they ask you to just, so someone will even come and they ask you that, do you have any chicken formulated formula? They'll say, okay, let me formulate feed for chicken, let me formulate for dog, let me formulate for pig. People would ask you different things. And as the one selling it, you need to have all of those knowledge. That's why people will tell you that the people that does this business the most are people that actually studied animal science in school or animal nutrition. Well, I won't lie to you. Why that is true is a lie. Anybody can start it. You just need to have the right knowledge. I know several people that actually are in the feed business that don't even, that didn't go to school, they don't have a degree about it whatsoever. All they know is the fact that they made research, they started small, and they expand eventually. So that is very, very important that you must know how to do that. Self-formulated feed, the advantages of self-formulated feed are that it is affordable, it is cheap, it reduces the cost of production for many farmers. So a lot of people consider that route. However, if your client is not used to self-formulated feed, make sure you always highlight the danger and give them a disclaimer, because people can be complicated. They'll come to you to do self-formulated feed for them, and then they'll act all the mismanagement problems that they have had on you, blaming it on your feed. You need to know a lot of things so you don't go into that. However, if you're looking to start self-formulated feed, let me know. I promise to help you set up. And that thing you must also understand is that self-formulated feed comes with certain normal restrictions, and the shun is that you may not attract big clients. However, the cash flow is daily, but you may attract big clients. And also, some raw material will move faster than some other raw material. It's something you need to know. And then you have to know how to balance it. There's diverse ingredients. You need to be careful how you buy them. So that is the first one. And the second one is the external formulated feed. External formulated feed, there are different types. There are different brands that do that. There's Chaikun feed, hybrid feed. There's top feed. There's IPO. There are different types. I mean, they're just endless, right? They're endless. And they are not even different categories for poultry, for layers, mash, prela, starter. There are different types of snail starter, snail mash. There are different things, right? There's pig mash. And there's this one they usually do like that, that requires like a pig slurry or something like that. There are different kinds of formulated feed that are externally done, that are done by either companies or established institutions. Now those ones, you go out and buy them, they are already fully packaged. You don't need to be buying, it's already mixed. Someone has mixed it in certain formula guaranteed to give you results. So those ones are usually a bit more expensive than the self-formulated feed, but then they save you experimental loss. They also save you experimental challenges. As a business person, you can buy those ones. They have distribution chain. You just have to plug in depending on how much you're able to invest into that business. It is very, very easy, because just by all you need to do is make sure that your own store or where you sell them from are properly and well built, well stored, all those things. And you have to keep rodent out of your store as much as possible, whether even self or externally. You need rodent out as much as possible. Now that I've given you the two types, now the second part or the last part that is important is, how do you set up and how do you make good sales? Set up has to be in a place where there's high concentration of farmers. Don't go and open your chain in a place where there is no farming activity happening in that place. I won't lie to you. You want to open up, for example, now you want to open this business, then the first place that comes to your mind is Lekki Phase 1 or Victoria Island or Ikoyi. Those places are bad places to open businesses like this. Now, if you're in Abuja, you open places like Maitama, like Wuse 2, those are bad places to open it up. Or you're in Kano, you look for the central urban place and open it. It's not smart. You go to places where there are a bit of farming activities there, and that's where you open it. That helps your marketing activities. It equally help your strategy of expansion. You don't just do things like that. Now, after you now open it, start little. Always start lean. There's something about lean startup that I've done. I've done videos about it. I've done a video about it. Make sure you locate it and listen to them. It helps you grow strategically. Pick up this and learn from it. Now, if you now actually have good structure in a good place that is right, now the next thing is how to expand and sell. Expanding and selling requires you reaching out to farm, taking direct marketing straight to different farm establishments and introducing your product to them, right? And once you then, you have to be able to give them some discounts or even be able to give them near cost value that will make them drop every other person and come to you. Now that you're not going to do that for long. The idea is just to make sure that they know you and they buy from you. Eventually you raise it up gradually until your demand is now to the taste of what you expect. What you trade in the beginning of business is your big profits for small profits, so you can attract big audience, and that's how you market. Now, if you have plans setting up feed business anywhere around the Southwest, let me know. I can help you with it. If you don't know if your area is good for feed business, let me know. I would definitely help you achieve that. And it's not a free service. My consultation fee is free. Grab me coming to your place is not. If you want me to give advice from wherever I am and help you step by step, it's free. There's nothing there. But if you want me to come to your location and see if that place is really, really good for feed business, of course, it's not free. And usually I tell people that if you don't know how to use a professional, you will likely have issues in your business. Everybody goes out for free. Free is good, though. This is for free. This information is free. And even a consultation is free. However, actions that, if you know yourself about the business and want to take action, don't just open your farm anywhere without results. You have challenge. All right. Now, I hope this helps someone. If you have questions, I have a WhatsApp group. You could join my business forum and learn particular thing that you want to, or even ask questions on whatever it is you've heard from this podcast or even other podcast. And then I'll be happy to answer you so you have results for what you want. I can't wait to see you next year, making plenty of money and revenue. Have a wonderful day. Bye.